Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Sign with a 2-2 count here. High drive to center, but he got under it. Lawrence Butler moves towards the track in left center to put it away for the final out of the inning. A walk, one man left on base. Astros lose the first game of this four-game series by the final score of 5-2. Mason Miller comes on for a four-out save to lock it down for Luis Severino, who gets the win tonight.
My biggest takeaway from today was very competitive on both sides of the ball. You saw, see offense making some plays there in the passing game and, bust a run open there, and defense, right, really competing, making plays as well. I think the highlight of the day for me was Petrie, all right, being in a really good spot to intercept the football. He's been a guy who's been very consistent for us, no matter where we put him, what we've asked him to do. He's just, my type of player. He's all over the field, always up for the challenge. Whatever the down is, like, he's going to be around the football making plays, and it was evident today.
Hi, there you go. Todd Callis on the call in that first cut. Astros lose last night 5-2 to the A's to open up a four-game set with them. And, of course, that was D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Texans, that we heard in that second cut there, talking about takeaways from day two, a day that the defense won fairly convincingly out at Texans training camp. As we emerge live from Texans training camp, day three today, I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm awake because I was trying to figure out why D'Amico, after we played the Astros low light, I was trying to figure out why D'Amico was commenting on the Astros game late at night.
I thought the same thing. I didn't think that when I put those sequentially in the rundown to bump into the show, it didn't dawn on me that D'Amico might sound like he's describing the Astros game.
I thought we should have D'Amico do the sports minute for you.
I know.
Just once. That would be fun. Hey, D'Amico, would you mind at 11 p.m.? Quit breaking down film or whatever you football coaches do and break that film down. So it was a rough day for Houston sports. The Texans offense did not fare well versus the Texans defense. And the Houston Astros and their beleaguered band of AAA dudes were not able to win either. Two losses on the Houston front.
0-2 yesterday, that's right. Yeah, because I think most people, when they come to training camp, as excited as we are about the defense, I know most of the time, like when I see CJ or anybody drop back to pass, I'm rooting for them to complete the pass.
This is the only time you get excited generally as a fan watching, like if you watch a training camp practice. Saturday, I think, is an open practice. That you love incredible interceptions, but only if it's to the backup quarterback and preferably either the third string quarterback or just some, like a Joe Flacco type or something. Where you're like, he is what he is.
Yep.
You go up to Pittsburgh. Sean, I was off social media for most of yesterday. Then I click on and immediately the world is aghast and amazed, or just that Aaron Rodgers threw an interception in training camp.
First play.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe he threw an interception in training camp. That's it for Aaron Rodgers. Listen, I'm not optimistic about Aaron Rodgers this year. I don't think he's probably going to be anything close to the version of the Aaron Rodgers he used to be, but it's a training camp interception.
It is, yeah, dude. Social media amps up everything at training camp. All right, so yesterday at training camp, yeah, you heard D'Amico talking about. He was largely talking about Petrie, but it was a pretty good day for the defense overall. I would say just takeaways from day two. Defense won the day. Petrie had the interception on a play where CJ got pressured. There was a lot of that going on yesterday. And he sailed one. He sailed it over the receiver's head, and it was a lot like the interceptions Petrie would get in his – remember his rookie year, he had five interceptions, and they all felt like right place, right time. And that's what Petrie does. He's now he plays up close to the line of scrimmage. But yesterday he was kind of playing some center field on that play, got a pick. Jalen Smith, the rookie out of USC, had a nice pass breakup in 11-on-11 drills. Tough sledding running the ball. And I would say the biggest thing, Seth, is that if you had any concerns that Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter, and Will Anderson in particular, were not going to terrorize quarterbacks this year, I'm here to calm you down. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr. is going to end careers in training camp, I fear.
As it is with training camp, there's two sides to every blade, because it's the Texans offense that he's doing this against. And I would be the first to usually say, hey, don't read too much into non-padded practices when it comes to pluses or minuses with the offensive line and defensive line. I am a little bit concerned that the offensive tackles and the defensive ends in their battles in pass protection, that's like there's a certain tempo where you can go, and it's a real competition in no pads. Not on the interior as much, but on the outside. The offensive line and the defense, you guys, anybody that, you know, coaches high school football or works with high school kids knows this. You can get some really good work done.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit concerned that the offensive tackles have been getting so thoroughly destroyed by Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. But I am also, I'm pleased, because when you're going in no pads, you take some of the power element out of it. You know, Will's not going to have that many bull rushes or anything.
Yeah.
But that's the part of the game he's been working on, is the non-bull rush type of stuff. So it's a really good sign that he's continuing to develop there. You just kind of wish that, okay, maybe these guys could put up a little bit more of a fight on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah.
Win a rep. How's that sound? Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday after practice talking about Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter.
With Danielle and Will, they just have to continue to be themselves, right, really improve on the small things, and that's really finishing at the top of the rush for a lot of times we've been in the backfield. When I talk about finishing, I'm talking about finishing on the football. Like, how many fumbles can we force as opposed to just sacks? We want to take the football away to put our offense in a good spot. So can we improve in that manner with the rushing? Not just Will, Danielle, but it's all of our rushers.
Yeah.
And that's a big emphasis, and we'll play some audio from D'Amico later about the – when he talks about the top of the rush, that's just when you're within a few steps of the quarterback and getting the ball out. Will Anderson has talked about that in multiple interviews this year, about how there's such an emphasis on getting the ball out, because that's really one of the biggest things you can do to flip the tables in a football game. It's you get a strip sack, and I mean, we saw sometimes it's Derek Barnett picking it up and going for a touchdown, but at the very least, a lot of times you end up with a short field. At the very least, you kill the series. It's, like, okay, the offense recovers it, but then it's going to be 3rd and 20. If the defense recovers it, then you flip the field, and it's just huge in a football
game. It's the biggest game-changing play that you can have. Yeah. You know, short of a punt return that goes 85 yards for an actual touchdown, in terms of just plays from the line of scrimmage, non-touchdown plays, that's the biggest play you can have, is a strip sack.
It's better than most interceptions, too. Mm-hmm. You know, most interceptions don't make it back to the line of scrimmage. It gets you 10 or 15 yards past the line of scrimmage if you can pick it up. So that's it's nice, because you think about some of the great pass rushers of the past. There are guys that have specifically gotten their sack total up because of the strip sack. Like, plays where they might not have been able to get the quarterback on the ground, but they've got the hand-eye coordination to get their hand in and get the ball out. It's a learnable and teachable trait. So it's really, I get excited just hearing guys talk about it, because this is a defense that's shown that they can already produce, but they're just kind of putting a cherry on top of all that.
Smoothing off the rough edges. I like that.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's one more from D'Amico Ryans on Will Anderson Jr.
Will is definitely, I think, mature for his age. He's always felt very mature for his age. Even our first time interviewing him on his 30 visit, like for him, he sat down in a room and he really commanded the room, had all great answers. So to see a guy like that is still in his mind, looking to grow, looking to become a better, not only player, but a better man off the field, you know. It doesn't surprise me, because that's who Will is.
Well, Seth, just a funny thing yesterday. Like Will, so our radio tent here is right this year. It's right next to the runway where the players walk out onto the practice field. And so I'm hanging out after the show yesterday, just BSing with a few people, and the players are starting to come out. And Will Anderson Jr., outside of a football field, is one of the most delightful human beings ever. We've had him on the post-game show probably three or four times since he came into the league. And after a win or after a loss, he's just bubbly and happy and friendly. And so, I don't spend a lot of time around Will, but I think he would recognize me from the postgame show. And he came walking in yesterday. And there are two Will Andersons, because there's the one off the football field. And the look on his face just walking onto the practice field, he looked like he was ready to murder somebody. And he's just carrying his helmet out to the practice field. And I go... And he kind of looks over at me. I'm like, hey, what's up, Will? And he just glares at me and keeps walking. And I'm like,
He was about to go kill somebody. That's nice.
Dude,
that's good.
Johnny and Mark were interviewing Nick Caserio at that very time, right across the runway from me. And I listened to that interview this morning. And it was enough of a look on Will's face where Johnny made a comment on air during the interview, like, wow, Will looks serious today.
I always think of, with guys like Will Anderson, do you remember from Full Metal Jacket? You saw Full Metal Jacket, right?
Long time ago.
He has like the one thing on his, he has one thing written on his helmet that says kill, 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 but then he also has a peace symbol in the general.
That's him.
The commanding officer is like, son, what's going on with you? And he says, the Jungian things, the duality of man, sir. That's Will. It's the duality of man. He's in touch with the shadow world, but then also his bubbly and effervescent self. When D'Amico was talking about Will being mature, I chuckled, because he's kind of mature in a way that sometimes you meet a 55-year-old who has a boyish curiosity and enthusiasm and almost seems like immature in a good way for his age. So Will is mature in that he almost seems childish, but childish in the manner of a 55-year-old man.
He's mature in that I would trust him with anything. I would trust him babysitting my kids. I would trust him driving my car. I would trust him with any decision. I would also trust that he would attack it with the energy and effervescence of like a 9-year-old.
Right. Well, that man, you hear so many Hall of Famers talk about kind of the keys to what fueled their success or anything like that. And so often curiosity comes up, like staying curious, and that no matter how good you are, if you're just always kind of wanting to learn more, it's a hard trait to define and pin down, but I feel like Will and CJ both have it.
No
and
doubt.
That's one of the things that makes me most optimistic about their future. I don't ever envision a spot where either of those guys would really become complacent, because they're kind of wired to just want to know more, want to always be tweaking things. And that's again goes back to what I like about Caserio and D'Amico as a team. I think they've figured out a way to identify those guys, and as much as possible try to get those types of guys on your team. And then, you know, going back to trading up for Will Anderson, it's those traits that just made him different and above and beyond his physical traits.
Totally agree. All right, we're here day 3, Texans training camp. They will be out here on the grass again today and tomorrow, off Sunday, and then the first padded practice will be on Monday. Nick Caserio revealed that yesterday with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. So that's what we got going on the plate football-wise. Baseball-wise, let's circle back to the Astros. Last night looked like what I think a lot of us thought a team with 17 guys on the IL would look like. And Titus Howard met with the media yesterday. I am in favor of the new post-Laramie Titus Howard, and you're going to hear a lot of reasons why coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.